So we have to state before we start that today is going to be a hard share. My apologies. But what we're trying to do is learn a whole lamud of Gemara at the same time. But we already learned the whole lamud of Gemara, but to work out the difficulties, the inconsistencies between one part of the Shakabtai and the other. So in order to do that, in order to follow the discussion, you need to be pretty fluent already in the Shakabtai of the Gemara. So we've already been, we have spent a few days already on this Amud. Hopefully we'll be able to jump around from one part of the Shakabtai to the other pretty quickly. So the Ha'ara that we really left off with at the end of the shir yesterday is that there seems to be a stira, minei ubei, from one half of the Gemara to the next half, on the question that we'll call, yesterday we kept on calling it the question from the Greek Cherem. I needed a better term for it. So we'll call it the Maritz Chakira. Even though the Maritz wasn't really the one that started it, he just pulled together what the Marashdam said and the Marashach said. But, and then the Ksos was quoting it from the Maritz. I'm going to call it the Maritz Chakira, for lack of a better word. But what's the Chakira? When a person does a Maisa X, and as a result of that Maisa, as a result of Maisa X, he becomes Pasul Eidos. Is he considered a Pasul Eidos b'shas that he's doing Maisa X already or not? We said one example, maybe the oldest example, we'll go back to the Mishnah in Chulin Daf Yadalad, where you can declare the Chakira. If somebody does a Shechita on Shabbos, that shechita of course makes him into a mumar because now he's a machal Shabbos. It makes him into a machal Shabbos, and a machal Shabbos is pasul for shechita. Is he already pasul b'shas that he's doing that shechita, so that we can say that shechita should itself be pasul, or no? Does this pasul only become machal after he's finished that shechita? So the next shechita will be pasul, but the first shechita is kasher. Another afkamina, the one that the Maritz was talking about was where the kehillah had made a cheirem. That anybody that's an aid by a chasana, where the rav is not present, is violating a cheirim, is doing a big aveira. They made a cheirim forbidding making such a wedding and forbidding becoming a witness at such a wedding. So if a person does become a witness at such a wedding, and that makes him a rasha, and now... I'm going to overdose. You mean this is not from you?
No.
In that case, I don't trust it. You never know who's putting stuff in my water. Okay. Anyway. A little comic relief. So the Eidim are violating the Cherem. They're becoming Rishayim. But are they Rishayim while they're watching this Chasana? So that we can say the Eidim at the Chasana will pass the Eidim at the Kedushin are in Chal. Or do they only become Eidim after this Chasana? So that's another manifestation or another example of this same Chakira. So in that Chakira that we're calling the Maritz Chakira, so we really had contradictory evidence from this Gemara. We have the Gemara in the middle of the Amun and the Gemara at the bottom of the Amun. If the Psul is Chal during Maisa X, during the Maisa that made them Pasul, if the Psul is Chal for that Maisa already, then the Eidim were puzzled while they were witnessing the wedding. So this Chasan and Kala got married with no kosher witnesses. So they're not really married. So there were contradictory rayas. Each side brought a raya from Bava Kama Daf Ayin Gimel. Because you have the Gemara at the bottom, and we'll start with the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, because that's really the first one that got brought into that discussion. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is discussing a case where Eidim were made on the Geneva, and they were made on the Tvicha, Bevasachas. I mean, they went straight without a break. They said that we saw Reuven steal a sherm, we saw him shech the sherm. Edom came along a couple of days later and were mazim them on the tficha. Because they had said that we saw, they said it all on Sunday, they said it all with Teichei Dibra. But they were testified about events that happened over the course of 2 days. They said that we saw Reuven steal a sherm on Sunday and we saw him shech it on Monday. And then Edom come and they say, how could you say that Reuven shechted the sher on Monday? Imanu Yisem, I'm not complaining, even with us in Orlando on Monday. So their edus on the Tficha became Huzam. What about the edus on the Gneiva? On the Maisa, they also said that we saw Reuven steal a sher, and that didn't become Huzam. So does Reuven have to pay for a sher and Kefel because he stole a sher? Or do we say that the edus on the Gneiva also becomes Batal, and Reuven is parted from paying for that? So the Gemara said that if you hold, Rabbi Yossi has said that the whole edus becomes batal, and the Gemara explained because Rabbi Yossi holds like a bias. So essentially, the Gemara is saying that if you hold lemafreya hu nifsal, so then the psul is chal retroactive to when they said the edus. And even though the part that we're being mazim is the second half of their edus, but since it all happened b'teich kedidibur, so they were puzzled for that entire edus. So they were puzzled when they were made on the Geneva, and therefore Ruby doesn't have to pay anymore for the Geneva. He's off the hook from paying the Karen, the Kefal, for that Geneva, because the Aegis was Aedim Sulim, they became puzzled through the Hazama. Now, we're for puzzling them, the Shas that they were made on the Geneva, that means that we're saying that while you're doing the Maisa that makes you puzzled, what we're calling Maisa X, the Maisa that makes you puzzled, you're already puzzled. And that's what the Gemara of the Bam and the Amud seems to be saying. That they said a false testimony. At 2 o'clock on Sunday, they came in and they said, Reuven stole the shar and he shechted it. Right? Reuven stole the shar on Sunday and shechted it on Monday. They said all that on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Now, the part about shechting was a lie. So they came in at 2 o'clock, they spoke for 10 minutes, and within those 10 minutes, they said a lie. So we're making them, that makes them puzzle. We're saying that now they were puzzled starting from 2 o'clock. While they were saying that story, they were already puzzled. So that's a raya to the Maritz Chakira, that when Maisa X makes you puzzle, so are you puzzled b'shas during Maisa X? Yes. You see in that Gemara that you are. The Maritz therefore brought a raya from that Gemara that yeah, the Kedushin will become puzzled, will the Kedushin will not be chal in that case with the Chasana in Greece. And the Ksais, although he didn't follow the Maritz conclusion, the guy with the Chasana, but the Ksais also learned that pshat in our Gemara, that you see from the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud that the psul is chal b'shas the maitha that makes you puzzle. The Nesivis asks on the Ksais that can't possibly be the pshat at the end of the Bam of the Gemara, because I see from the Gemara earlier exactly the opposite. Let's go over because of what happened in the Gemara earlier on the Amud. The Gemara over there was talking about Edom came in, they were made on the Gneiva, and then they were made on the Tficha, and it says in the Mishnah that if they become Huzam on the Gneiva, and they become Huzam on the Tficha, then they'll have to pay everything. They came in on Sunday and they said, I'm going to leave out the dates for now. They came in and they said that Reuven stole a shar. And they also said that Reuven shechted the shar. Then two Edom come in and say, Imanu Yisem, I'm not complaining at the time that you claim that Reuven stole the shar, let's say Sunday. And then the Edom, then another pair of Edom come, or the same pair of Edom, but they come another day and they say, and Imanu Yisem Amakim Plaini, at the time that you say that Reuven shechted the shar, so you were with us in Orlando on Sunday, and you were also with us in Orlando on Monday. So this was the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that for that case, the Edom Zayim are going to have to pay Reuven the whole five times the value of the shar. They made up the whole story, it was all a lie. And it was all a conspiracy to make Reuven pay five times the value of the shar, so now they have to pay five times the value of the shar. The trouble is that they became Zemimim in two stages, first on the Geneva, then on the Tficha. Once they become Zemimim on the Geneva, if you hold like a Baya, this is the cash on a Baya, if you hold like a Baya, then Lemafreya hu nifsal, so that means that by the time they walked into Basin to be made on the Tficha, they were already Edim Psulim. And since they were Edom Psulim, they shouldn't be eligible anymore to become Zemimim for that. If somebody was an Ed Pasul at the time that he was made, then if he subsequently becomes a Zemim, the Gemara over here makes a statement, makes an assumption without really justifying or explaining why. If you remember, we talked a little bit, we gave a funny example of somebody who was dressed up as a woman, we used that as a mashal to explain this Gemara. But putting that aside for now, the Gemara was was working with an assumption that if somebody said an Eidus, and he was actually puzzled at the time of the Haggadah's Eidus, he can't become a Zainim for that. When Eidim will come later on and say, Yimanu Yisimah complaining, it won't do anything. Because he was already puzzled. Because the Eidus was not a real Eidus, because he wasn't a real Eid. If he was puzzled, even if we didn't know it at the time, but if he was puzzled, then he can't become an Eid Zainim for that Eidus. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how do you have the case in the Mishnah that if they became Zainim for both, then the Zayim will have to pay Reuben the whole five times the value of the shor? Or if they're Eidim on the Geneva, that means that from the time they were made on the Geneva, they became Pasul. So if they came subsequently to be made on the Tficha, they were already Psulim. Maybe we didn't know it, but they were Psulim being made on the Tficha. And so they're not eligible to become Eidim Zayimim. Only Kushra Eidim could become Eidim Zayimim. But Eidim that were Pasul to begin with can't become Eidim Zayimim. So how does the case of the Mishnah work? How do they become Eidim Zayimim? To which the Gemara answered, they did the whole thing at the same time. They were made on the Geneva and on the Tvicha all at the same time. Bevasachas, which Rashi explained, means Teichi de Dibor. So how does that help? So the Siva says, well, what's that Gemara telling me? They came in at 2 o'clock and they said, we saw Reuben steal a shar and we saw him shach the shar. Good, but according to Abaye, l'mafreya hu nifsal, so aren't they puzzled at the time that they said that we saw him shach the shar? Obviously, what the Gemara means to be telling us is that they only become puzzled when they finish talking. Kol zman that they're talking, that eidus and whatever they include b'teich de dibur, that's maisa ex. That's the act that makes them puzzled. Whenever you do an act that makes you puzzled, so you become puzzled after the act, when you finish doing that act. So yeah, they came in and they said, we saw Reuben steal a shirt and we saw him shechted, and within that maisa there was a lie, part about the stealing. So that maisa will make them puzzled, but it'll only make them puzzled when they're done. But if they testified about the tficha before they were done, mevasachas teichet dibur, so then that edus on the tficha was delivered before they became puzzled, and that's why they're still eligible to become zayimim for that edus. So Zok the Nesivis, I see in that Gemara klar that when you do a maisa to make you puzzled, when is the psul chal? At the end of the after the maisa, but during that maisa you are still kasha. So there's a stira between the two Gemaras here on the same Amud. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud says, Maisa X, right? That's what we're calling the Maisa that makes you puzzle. Bishas Maisa X, you already puzzle. And the Gemara earlier solved the whole problem by assuming that during Maisa X, you're not puzzle. The psul is only chal after that Maisa. So there's a stira minayubay in the Gemara. So the Nesivis wanted to say, it's not a stira, it's only a stira because the Ksais is wrong, learning the wrong pshat in the bottom of the Gemara, the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara of the Bam of the Amud really had nothing to do with when the Psul is Chal. When is the Psul Chal? You do a Maisa to make you puzzle. Maisa X. When is the Psul Chal? After X. No question about it. Well, let's all get that straight. The Psul is only Chal after the Maisa is done. The Gemara at the Bam of the Amud that says that if they become Huzam on the Tficha, will be Mevatel the Eidus on the Geneva, it's not because they were Psulim when they were made on the Geneva, but rather it's because since the Eidus on the Geneva and the Eidus on the Tficha was delivered to the Dibur, it was all one Eidus. Eidus Shabbatla Muktasa Batla Kula. An Eidus that becomes partially Batal will become entirely Batal. We never break up an Eidus. So for example, he's really sort of borrowing a term, but for example, we find that if you have a group of Eidim, let's say there's three Eidim that come into Basin together, and it turns out that one of those Eidim is Mechal Shabbos. Three people come into Basin together to testify about a story, and one of them is Mechal Shabbos. So the guy that's Mechal Shabbos, he can't be an Eidim Basin. So his Eidim is Batal. The other two Eidim are fine, but it doesn't do any good. The rule is Eidim Shabbat L'Muktas about the Kula. The Nesivis, now we didn't mention this yesterday, the Nesivis is going out on a limb, and he's extending that halacha. That just like we find the concept of Eidus Shabbat L'Muktas about the Kula, Legabe, all of the members, all of the people in the Eidus, that if there's Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Reuben becomes Batal, so we say Eidus Shabbat L'Muktas about the Kula, once one of them is Batal, they're all Batal. We knock out the whole Eidus. Zog the Nesivis, so too, it's also true, L'Inyan, in Eidus that involve multiple multiple stories, multiple events, right? The things that they're testifying, not the people saying the testimony, but the actual content of the testimony. If there's multiple elements to the content, and one of them goes down, if somebody comes in and says, Basin, I have a story for you. A, B, C. That's my story. He tells a bunch of things. And A gets eliminated, so B and C also get eliminated. Just like the Gemara said, there are three people named A, B, and C walk into Beis Din. If one of them, if A gets eliminated, that knocks out B and C also. So too, if two A didn't walk in, and they tell a story that goes A, B, C, and A gets eliminated, like over here, they said, Reuben stole a shirt and he shechted it. And the shechita got eliminated because they were huzam on that. Imanu hizam are complaining, so there was no shechita. If there was no shechita, there's no gneida either, because A is about long sides about the kula. The Nesivis is making this big chiddush with his pshat at the end of the Gemara that there is, we'll call it a new din of Eidei Shabbat Muktzas about the Kula. The Iker din of Eidei Shabbat Muktzas about the Kula that we find elsewhere is about the Eidim, that if one of them is batal, the all of them become batal. And the Nesivis is being mechadish, and it's also true about the Eidus, that if part of it becomes batal, all of it becomes batal. And he says that, don't call me crazy for saying that's the pshat in the Gemara. After all, those are the words of the Gemara. The words of Rabbi Yossi, right? The Gemara is coming to explain Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's words in the Braisa were Eidei Shabbat L'Muktzas about the Kula. So it's not not unreasonable for him to say this pshat in the Gemara. Al Kapanim, he says that's what's going on at the end of the Gemara. That's why we not get Eidei on the Gneiva. But it's not because of a Chalais Psul on the Eidim. When do the Eidim become Psul? Only after they finish their ages. Even according to Abaya, that we don't say Mikhan al-Lahaba, and they only become Pasul on Tuesday when they became Zeimim. They became Pasul retroactive on Tuesday, then when we hear that there was Zeimim, they become Pasul retroactive to Sunday when they said the ages. But not Sunday at 2 o'clock when they started their ages, Sunday at 2:10 when they finished it. Because if they did their Aveira, that makes them Pasul, and then they're Pasul. So they would talk from 2 o'clock till 2:10, at 2:10 they become Pasul. That's in the Sivis, as you said, and the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud that's knocking out the words that they said at 2 o'clock, that Reuben stole a shirt, that's not because the Eidim are Pasul. The Eidim don't become Pasul from 2 o'clock. They only become Pasul from 2:10. The Gemara is only knocking out the story about Reuben stealing a shirt because Eidei Shabbat L'Muktzas about the Kula. Because they came in and they said two things together. He stole a shirt and he shechted it. And we knocked out the shechting part because on that they were Huzam, the Manu Huzam are complaining. So Eidei Shabbat L'Muktzas about the Kula, that also knocks out the Geneva part. So I think that's as far as we got yesterday. So there, based on that, the Nesiva says that's not a steer between this. Again, it's a steer if you learn the Ksais Pshat at the bottom of the Gemara. But if you learn my Pshat, the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud is not saying anything about the Maritz Chakira, about whether the Eidim are possible, whether a Psul is Chal while you're doing Maisa X. To that, the answer is no. I have the Gemara earlier. The Gemara at the top of the Amud tells me no. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud is something else is going on. Eidim Shabbat Lemus says about the Kula. Yeah?
Why are you saying it's based on
that's that if in Ein Geneva, meaning if we could disprove the part of the story about the Geneva, so then what they said about the Tficha is not relevant. What obviously we're not going to have somebody for shechting a shirt if we have no reason to think that the shirt was stolen.
Yes.
The Gemara did use that Lashon.
What? Isn't he just extending it from that application?
Who, the Nesivis?
Yeah.
Yeah, but over there, you can't learn it from there.
I'm saying it's coming from the din of three Eidim. I understood it's coming from that din, and just it's a chiddush application on it.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, over there, you're right that when I say that he's saying a big chiddush because in the Gemara we only find this lashon used legabe the edim. So you're saying that's not true. We find it right here on our amud used legabe the edus, but the Nesivis can't say it as an extension of that, because that's not any kind of a chiddush. I mean, that's just a lashon ba'alma, but that's not a din. If that was the only place that we had Eidus Shabbat L'Mekseh about the Kula, the Nesivis wouldn't have dare to say that if we're Mevatel the Eidus on the Tzvicha, that would also be Mevatel the Eidus on the Ganevim. Because it's all or nothing. Hechet Eidus, it's all or nothing. Whoever made up such a halacha. Right. Rashi the Bam and the Omri Gad is not like the Nesivis, but he used the Shalashin also. But the Nesivis, I'm not making it up. The Nesivis himself says he references a Gemara, or actually a Yerushalmi in Makkos, where it says such a thing. Now, because he is saying a Chiddush, because he's saying that the Mechudish Tikkun kind of Eidus Shabbat L'Mekseh about the Kula, that we would never say Misvara, the Gezeiras HaKos of Eidus Shabbat L'Mekseh about the Kula, applies to this. Now, the Ksais writes back to him, I don't really want to go into this part of the Sugya, but the Ksais denies it. He writes back that there's no such halacha, that you're making up a new halacha that doesn't exist, and he says, on the contrary, I'll bring you a raya, that he brings a couple of rayas that we have no problem with breaking up in ages and accepting half and not accepting the other half. So this part of this is, I just want to be ma'ira, that he's really, he's going out on a limb, he's saying a chiddush. Good question. According to the Ksois, that it's really alt the bittol, the psul on the edim. So why does it use that lashon? I don't know. He would say it's. I guess he would say it's a lashon ba'alma. That's not really telling us the lamdos. It's telling us that because the edim has bittol b'miksasa al yidei the edim becoming psul. So they're possible for the whole thing, and mamela it's batla kula. But the lumness of why the edus is batla is because of the psul. Now, the nesivis. So as of now, the nesivis has the last word, meaning he's the one that has a way to reconcile the two gemaras, because we have a machlekes that says the nesivis had to learn the gemara of the Bam and the Amud, but the nesivis says my pshat makes it not a steer to the gemara earlier. Your pshat. You may think it's a nice pshat, but it's a steer to the Gemara a few lines earlier, so it can't be the right pshat, right? So the Ksois says back, I'll tell you the problem with you. Now, again, we discussed this last Zman. Let me just remind you, when I say the Ksois says back, I really mean that literally. The Ksois and the Sivis are a very unique pair in that when they have a machleket, they both lived at the same time, and they communicated with each other, and they both saw each other's writings. So the Ksois wrote his Sefer Ksois HaChoshen. I think in 1788 was when it was first published. And the Nesivis wrote his Sefer, again, it's a pirush on Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat. The Nesivis wrote his Sefer, Nesivis HaMishpat, on Choshen Mishpat. A few years later, the Ksais was a big classic. Once he put out his Sefer, all of them done, and were then learning Choshen Mishpat with Ksais HaChoshen. So he was quoting from the Ksais HaChoshen on a very regular basis, but very critically. He was always coming and asking kashas and arguing and slugging up the Ksais. Throughout the whole Sefer Nesivis HaMishpat, many, many times, he brings from his contemporary, the Ksais HaChoshen, and slugs them up. He printed that Sefer Nesivis HaMishpat, the Ksais HaChoshen was still alive, and the Ksais HaChoshen then put out another Sefer called Meshevev Nesivis, which never finished. It's only on roughly the first half of Choshen Mishpat. But at least within the first half, he writes his counter-arguments to the Nesivis. By the way, he does it very, very sweetly. He writes in his Akdama, you might expect that there's contention at this point. You know, he writes his Gevaldige Sefer, and somebody else tries to tear it down. You know, says, oh, everything that, every time he quotes from him, he says, oh, what he said is no good, is all wrong. So you might think that he would write back, oh, yeah, you think I'm all wrong. Well, guess what? You're all wrong. He writes back, he writes in the same Meshev Nesivis, he writes a Hakadama in which he says that I saw that the great Goyin, the great Talmud Chacham, Rav Yaakov, the Nesivis, wrote a Sefer Choshen Mishpat, and he was so kind that he even, when he was learning Choshen Mishpat, he learned my Sefer, and he even brings down from my words, and he's mafalpil in my words. It's such a big kavod for me that a Gadol Hadar like him is taking my words so seriously. But Lamaisa, you know, different people have different perspectives, and lots of times he saw things his way, and I see things my way. So I'd like to explain to my readers why I see them the following way. And that's how he presents. That's his hakdama, the Sefer Meshavim Nesivis. It's a very humble approach. Anyway, but in the Sefer Meshavim Nesivis, he writes that the Nesivis' pshat has a big flaw over here. You want to learn at the bottom. Besides for the flaw that Eliezer, I was just telling you off the record that the Sefer holds there's no such din. This idea that Aedes Sabatlam tells about the Kula, that if half of the Aedes goes down, the other half, if half of the content goes down, the other half also goes down, he says there's no such halach, and he brings rayas. But let's put that aside. That's not our sugya. But he says, you're learning that the psul at the bottom of the Amud is because of Aedes Sabatlam Mitzasa. Once we're not accepting the Aedes on the Tzvicha, we also can't accept the Aedes on the Gneva, because Aedes Sabatlam Mitzasa about the Kula. Why then is that totally on the Machlekes Abayan Rav? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi said this because Rabbi Yossi holds like Abaya, who holds an Afreya who nifsal. But Rava, the Tanakhama, holds like Rava, that Mikana Lahaba who nifsal, and therefore the ages on the Gnevi remain standing. Now the Machlaikas Abaya and Rava was just about one thing. It was about the psul, the Chalais psul on the Edim. It wasn't about the Bittul of the Edos. Meaning that which Edom walk into Basin and they tell a story, right? We saw Reuben rob the bank in Kew Gardens Hills. And then two other Edom come in and say, Kew Gardens Hills, you were in Kew Gardens Hills, you were with us in Orlando. So Reuben is now putter, he's off the hook for his bank robbery, because it never happened. On that din that Reuben is off the hook, there's no machlokes abaya and Rava. Is he only off the hook because of Habo, or is he off the hook of Mafreya? I don't even know what that would mean. But regardless, there is no nafkamina between Abaye and Rava, legabe Reuven, the alleged bank robber. The only machlokes between Abaye and Rava is legabe the Edim. That which the Edim become puzzled as chalap psul on the Edim, Abaye holds that from the time that they were made, and Rava holds it only from the time they became huzam. So, plugging that into our sugya over here. Edim came in and they said, Reuven stole the shar and he shechted it. Right, they said that on Sunday. And then on Tuesday, two other Edom come in and say, you say he shechted it. Again, the Edom came in and they said the Reuben stole a shar on Sunday and he shechted it on Monday of last week. They said that on Sunday of this week. And then other Edom come in on Tuesday and they say, how could you say that last Monday you saw Reuben shecht a shar in Kew Gardens Hills? You might not complain if you were with us in Orlando. So what they said about Reuben shechting a shar becomes bottle, right? That we know is a lie, and Reuben is not going to have to pay for that. Either Rabbi, they're going to have to pay Reuben, right? Because this is like Asher Zama. Is there any machalikas Abaye and Rav about that? That which the ages, the lie becomes a lie, meaning the ages that they said, which later is discovered to be a lie, so that ages becomes bottle, Basin will no longer act upon that ages, won't be Machayev Reuben, the Shleish Shapam, the three times the value of the shar. That's not the subject of the Machlekes Abaye and Rava. If that's what was knocking out the Aedes of the Gneva, if it was some kind of a Aedes Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula, and because the Aedes on the Tficha got knocked out, and that knocks out the Aedes on the Gneva, why would that be more true according to Abaye than according to Rava? That's if it's true, it should be true according to everyone. I hold it's not true. I hold there's no such din. But regardless, if there is such a din, it should be true according to Abaye and according to Rava, because there's no Shaykhs and Machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava only argued about the psul. The psul that's chal on the Edom. Edom came in on Sunday and they said a lie. And because of that, they became puzzle the Edos. Rava holds they only become puzzle starting from Tuesday. Abaye holds they only become puzzle retroactive to Sunday. And if the Gemara says that Dafka, according to Abaye, the Edos of the Gneva is going to be knocked out, but not according to Rava, so Al Kirchach, what's knocking out the Edos on the Gneva is the psul on the Edom. It's because it was Edom Psulim that said that Aegis, that's why the Aegis gets knocked out. So it has to be like my pshat, that the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud is because of the Psul of the Edom. That's why it's totally an Abaye and Rava. But if it will be like the Nesivis, the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud is because of Aegis Shabbat Mokhtar Shabbat Lakul, there is no Shaykhis for Abaye and Rava. So from the fact, again, the Gemara said, take a look on the last narrow line on the page, Rabbi Yossi Savar L'Mafreya Hu Nifsal. And therefore, keeping the miyak, that because he holds him afraid of himself, like Abaye, that's why he knocks out the Edom on the Gneva also. According to the Nesivis may have a very nice shot to explain why the Edom on the Gneva gets knocked out, but But if it's a right pshat, why is it only true according to Abaya? It should be true according to Rava also. But the Gemara, it's clear that this is the machlekes Abaya and Rava. So therefore, his pshat can't be right. And for good measures, like the Ksais, and I know why it's not right. He says that I have a kash on it. His whole din is not true. The idea that an edus that's partially wrong should become entirely wrong is no such din. Again, that's not our sugya, but I'm just throwing out there that that's right. The Ksais disagrees with the Nesivis about that. So, bottom line, the Ksais says that's how I know the Nesivis pshat is wrong. So my pshat is the right pshat. And therefore, like the Marit said, when you have what we're calling Maisa X, and that makes you possible, yes, the Psul is Chal during that Maisa. When you have a story with a Maisa X, they are possible during the Maisa X. That's the Ksais' conclusion. That's what it says at the bottom of this Amun. Fine. So let's accept, again, not that we give anybody necessarily the last word, you know, I mean, the Nesivis, there might be ways to defend the Nesivis from this Kash as well. As a matter of fact, I should mention that long before either of them, you know, the Ksais and the Nesivis are writing to each other in the late 17, early 1800s. But as you may have seen this morning, it was on today's Maharam HaKaimis, Ksais Rebbeinu Peretz, Mamish goes through the whole dialogue between the Ksais and the Nesivis. He starts off learning the Gemara, the Bam and the Amud, like the Ksais, that the Ezan and the Gnev is not going to because of a Chalais Psol. And then he asks on that from the Gemara earlier on the Amud, where you see that the Psol is only Chal after Maisa X. Right, which was the Nesivis' Kasha. And then he goes and he says that, it must be that I had the wrong pshat in the Gemara of the Bam and the Amud. And he says, that the Gemara of the Bam and the Amud knocks out the Edus of the Geneva, it's not because of the Psal on the Edim, but rather it's because of Edus Shabbat Lamech Sazabat Lekulis, because once part of the content is eliminated, we eliminate the whole thing. So, is there Rebbeinu Peretz, Rebbeinu Peretz is writing in the 1200s, he mamish writes the whole Shtikl Torah of the Nesivis. But then he does more. Then he says, V'yim Taimer, if you'll ask a Kasha, and he says, if the Gemara of the Bam and the Amud is passing because of Eidus Shabbat Lamech Sazabat Lekula, why is it only true according to Abaya and not according to Rava? So, with that, he was mechavin to the Ksais's Kasha in the Meshechet. Mamish, the whole dialogue, the Ksais, the Nesivis, and the Ksais and the Meshechet is all there in Rebbeinu Peretz. So he asks that Kasha on himself after he discovered the, you know, he thought of the Nesivis' Pshat, that in the Gemara of the Bam and the Amud is also the Bittul of the Eidus, not of the Psul. So why then does the Gemara title it on Abaya and Rava? And unfortunately, you know, until there I'm able to follow. And then that last step, the last line in the Rebbeinu Peretz, where he answers this Kasha, is very hard to make out what he's saying. But what he says in his answer is that I think that the Machlokes Abaya and Rava is not just about the Psul, it's also about the Bittul of the Eidus. That according to Rava, that's only Mikan al Haba and not Lamafreya. And now, I don't know what that means. I confess, I can't make heads or tails out of it. So, I don't know. For me, it's a Geshmak Amara Makoim that the whole Shakti Vitaria that unfolded in the 1700s, between the Ksais and the Sivis, was all written out in the 1200s by Rebbeinu Peretz. All the steps are there. But then he has the last step to be Miyashi, what we would call the Pshat of the Nesivis, but I'm not sure what he's saying there. So, putting Rebbeinu Peretz aside, we can't use the part that I don't understand. So where we're holding is that we're left that the Ksais has a pretty good raya that the Nesivis' Pshat is wrong. Okay, so let's accept that for argument's sake. We're not calling anybody wrong, but let's just assume for argument's sake. Let's try to work then with the Ksais' Pshat, because he seems to have a very difficult kasha to answer on the Nesivis' Pshat. So we can assume his pshat in the Gemara at the Bam and the Amud is right, but then we're back to the drawing board that there's a real stira, because he never answers the Nesivis' kasha on him, even though he had an opportunity to. He wrote the Meshev of Nesivis, but he never answers the Nesivis' kasha on him, that if you're right, that you see at the Gemara at the Bam and the Amud that Maisa X makes you puzzle B'shas Maisa, so then what was going on in the Gemara at the top of the Amud, where it says that if they become Huzam and the Geneva, they're not yet Pusul when they were made on the Tficha because it was all Babas Achas, meaning and the Pusul is only Chal when that Haggadah is finished. So this Kasha, the steer between the two halves of the Gemara, before the Nesivis asked it, the Pnei Yeshua asked it. Pnei Yeshua is in the 1600s, so he's writing about 100, no more than 100, 150 years probably, before the Nesivis. He asks this kasha, and here again, I don't know if I quite get his answer at hasoif, but he makes the following point. He says we have to keep in mind that the two gemaras, you know, we have two contradictory gemaras about when the psul is chal. When you have maisa x, right, the maisa that goyim that causes you to become puzzle, is the psul chal while you're doing maisa x, or is the psul only chal after doing maisa x? And we have two contradictory gemaras about that, but they're talking about two different nafkaminas. It's not mamash a flat out contradiction that one says black and the other one says white. One says that the psul is chal b'shas maisa le'inyin one thing, and the other Gemara says that the psul is only chal afterwards le'inyin something else. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud is talking about the Eidim becoming psul, so their Eidus therefore should not be accepted. That we shouldn't be mechayev Reuben for a Geneva because the Eidim were psul when they were made on the Geneva. That's the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud. That if they're huzam on the tficha, so they were already they're already puzzled during Maisa X, and therefore when they were made on the Geneva, which was the first half of Maisa X, they were already puzzled, and therefore what's the nafkamina they were puzzled? Therefore their edus should not be accepted. So they said that Reuben stole the shirt. We should not be mechayev Reuben, Karen, and the Kefa for stealing that shirt. That's the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara earlier on the Amud, when it seemed to say the opposite, that they told a lie on Sunday at 2 o'clock, but they only become puzzled starting from 2:10, it wasn't talking about becoming puzzled in Indian, accepting their ages or not accepting their ages that they said during those 10 minutes. Because that question actually wasn't Negea over there. Why? Because they became Hudam on the Geneva. What's the other half of their ages? Tficha. Do we accept their edus on the tficha? That's not a relevant question because, like we pointed out before, the edus ha-tficha is irrelevant. Once we know that they were lying about the geneva, so we don't really care whether it's true that the guy shechted the shar, because it could be his own shar. So let's say he did shecht it. Doesn't do anything. So we weren't interested over there about whether we're still going to believe them on their tficha. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud is, they become puzzled during Maisa X, so we don't believe them anymore for whatever they said during that Haggadah. The Gemara earlier on the Amud, when the Gemara tells us that they become Huzam on the Geneva, but they're still Kusher B'Shas, they were made on the Tficha, it doesn't mean, therefore, we believe them. Because believing them, not believing them, was irrelevant about the Tficha once they're Huzam on the Geneva. So what was the Gemara about? It was about whether they're eligible to become Zeimanim on the Tficha. If on Wednesday Aiden will come and say Imanu Yizam Makam Plaini last Monday, will they have to pay for that? Or will we say that no, since they were puzzle when they were made, so they're not eligible to become Zeimanim for that? That was the question that was at issue at the top of the Gemara. The question again, both Gemaras, you know, super, we said over at the beginning of the Shia that there's a steer between the two Gemaras about whether they do become puzzle or they don't become puzzle. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud says they do become puzzle during Maisa X. And the Gemara at the top of the Amud says that they don't become puzzle during Maisa X, they only become puzzle afterwards. But the Bnei Yeshua points out that while they're both talking about whether they become puzzle during Maisa X, but it's puzzle in different things. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud is talking about do they become puzzle in Indian that we shouldn't accept their ages, we shouldn't believe them. The Gemara at the top of the Amud, belief was not relevant, because the story was just irrelevant, so we don't really have to care. We don't care if we believe them anymore or not. What was the negea? Do they become apostle? Do they not become apostle? And the Gemara said they don't become apostle until later. Le'inyin what? Le'inyin that they shouldn't be eligible anymore for a hazama, because once you're apostle who's made, a puzzle of aid who's made isn't eligible for hazama, like Lamashal, like we said, like Nashim that are made, they're not eligible for hazama. That din, the Gemara was saying, is only chal afterwards, and therefore, while they were made, they were still eligible, and that ages is eligible for Azama. That's what the Bnei Yeshua contributes to the discussion. He says that, you know, the stira, it's not quite black and white stira. True, the Gemara says different things, but it's about different topics. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud says they become apostle during Maisa X, leaning that we don't believe them. The Gemara at the top of the Amud says they don't become puzzled after Maisa X, le'inyin, that their ages during Ma'aseh X is eligible for a Hazama. It's two different discussions. Now, it doesn't exactly answer the question. Okay, good. It's two different nafkaminas of becoming pasul, but still, they should be telling them, are they pasul or are they not pasul? So that's why I say that what I have from the Pnei Yeshua is not a teretz, but a contribution. He pointed out a valuable observation that it's two different topics that are being discussed in the two Gemaras. Now, how does that help us? So now let's take the discussion a little bit further. The topic in that first Gemara, which I think when we first learned this Gemara last week, we talked a little bit about it, and I said that believe that we may get back to it. It was a little bit of a mysterious Gemara in its own right. The Gemara made the assumption, right? The Gemara asked Akasha, according to Abayla, Nafreya hu nifsal. So if they become Huzam on the Geneva, how could they then be Chayev Kasha Zamam for their Tficha? They were already possible when they were made on the Tficha. Was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara answered, no, it was Teichde Dibur, it was Bevasachas, and they weren't yet possible. I could have sold only Chal afterwards. But Al-Kabbalah, the Gemara is working with an assumption that if they were already possible when they were made on the Tficha, then they can't become Zamim on that. And the question is, why not? So what, that they're possible? The Maisa, they Basin didn't know that they were possible. They were Zaymim Masis La'achiv. They came into Basin. They told Basin a story about Reuven. Basin believed them. And then it turned out that they were lying. Basin believed them. Basin was going to make Reuven Chayev Mamain or Malkus or Misa. And then it turned out that they were lying. So they had conspired to give Reuven Mamain or Malkus or Misa. Why not? But the Gemara assumed, without explaining anything, the Gemara just assumed that there's a different partial that we should all understand that no. If they were puzzle, then they shouldn't be able to become the Edom Zayimim for that. So at the time when we were learning the Gemara, I said that the Gemara is... because Edom Zayimim is reserved for Kasher Edom. And I said, just like, imagine if they were really Nashim. They didn't realize that they were Nashim, but they were really Nashim. They wouldn't become Edom Zayimim for that. The truth is that maybe that's also not so partial. Why does it say that? It also could be that even if it's maybe it's parshat over there, but maybe that's nashim, people who are entirely mufka from the parshat of ages. These people are not mufka from the parshat of ages. They just have a psul on them. You should need a makar for this, that you can't become Edom Zayimim if you're a psul b'shas maisa. The Gemara just assumes it. It's a very interesting, the Sefer Beis Meir on Bava Kamma, he writes on this Gemara, he has some kind of a lashon that, I don't remember exactly how it goes, something to the effect of Loinis Galalonu Tam Barar Al Zeh. I have no idea what's going on here. The Gemara is just making an assumption. His lashon is Kemat Im Biadinu Tam L'davar Zeh. There's almost no reason for this. The Gemara just works with an assumption that if the Edom were puzzled, b'shas that they were made, then they can't become Zayimim. But says who? Says why? Says where? Where does it come from? It doesn't say. So it's like the Beis Meir. I'm going to make a suggestion.
Doesn't it have to be that they only get Hazama if they actually would have been able to carry out what they had schemed?
But they were carrying it out because Basin didn't know. Basin accepted their ages because they didn't know that they were possible. So they were carrying it out. So he, but Ari's on the right track. The Beis Meir would say, Ari's saying, well, Basin was never going to carry out what they schemed, right? Because they were possible. So I say, well, Basin didn't know that they were possible, so they were going to carry it out. So Ari might respond, okay, maybe Basin was going to carry it out, but only by mistake. So what that would be is that would be a psak din or a gemar din betos. Now there's a Mishnah in Makis that says Eina Edim Nasim Zayimim Ad Shenigmar Din Al Pihem. There's a din in Edim Zayimim that you need that Beis Din really paskin. If two Edim walked into Beis Din and said, "We saw Reuven steal a shor," and Beis Din said, "Oh yeah, really? Okay, tell us about it." And they started asking them questions, and they were in the middle of talking to them, Masum, you know, Drisha v'Hakira. And in the middle of that process, two other Edim walk into Beis Din, and they say, "Imanu Yisim Makam Pleni, you were with us in Orlando." So Beis Din say, "Oh my gosh, these guys are Zaymimim." So, right, we have real live Zayim in front of us. So what are we going to do? Are we going to see something like Hashra Zama Aslachim? No. Because since the Beis Din had not yet banged the gavel on Reuven, that Reuven is Chayav, so they don't become Zayimim. They only become Zayimim if with Nigmar Hadin Al Pihem. If they came into Beis Din and they said, we saw Reuven steal a shark. And Beis Din paskin that Reuven is Chayav, then, if Adam will come and say, Imanu Yisrael is complaining, it turns out that it was all a mistake, then it's something like Hashem Zama Aslachim. But if Reuven had not yet become Chayav, was not yet Nigmar Din Al Pihem, I'll call it the banging of the gavel. If they right, that's what happens when a, in American law, you know, in civil law, when a court case is done, a verdict is given, they bang on the gavel, some kind of a hammer. If Beis Din had banged the gavel based on their testimony, then they could become Edom Zayimim. If they were caught though before that happened, we never banged the gavel on Reuven, then the Edom don't become Zayimim. Zuck the Beis Meir. Let's say they banged the gavel by mistake. They weren't supposed to bang it. It was Nigmar Hadin Betos. So Gemar Din Betos is like it wasn't a Gemar Din. Just like think of a Mekach Tos, right? If somebody walks over to an Isha, right? She's wearing a veil because she's under a chuppah. And he says, Harei Emukudeshesli, right? He says on the invitation that this Avram is marrying Sarah. Avram came to the wrong hall. And standing under this chuppah is Rivka. And he goes over and he marries her. She's got a thick veil on. And he says, Harei Emukudeshesli. But everybody knows that he meant to be Mekadesh Sarah. And then this is Rivka. So that's a Mekach Toros. By the way, be very careful, okay? All of you, be very careful when time comes. You don't want that to happen. You know, in Lakewood now, some of the halls have two different halls on two sides of the, so just have to be extra careful. if a Kenyan happens, betos, it's a Mekach Toros, we say it's not Chal. Zuck the Beis Meir, if a Gemar Din happens, betos, it's not Chal. A Gemar Din betos is as if it didn't happen, it's not Chal. So he says, that's the Pshat in our Gemara. That if Edom were Pusel, and they came into Beis Din and they were Meyed, they said that Reuven stole a shar, or like the case of Argamon, that Reuven shechted a shar. And Beis Din banged the gavel. They said, okay, Reuven, you got to pay dal v'hei. But a week later, they discover that these Edom, who testified on about the Shechita on Monday, they were really already Pusel on, so they told a lie on Sunday. Because on Sunday, they were Meyed about a Geneva, and the Geneva never really happened because they were in Orlando. So they told a lie on Sunday, which means they were already puzzled on Monday. So even though in Monday's Dintera we banged the gavel, but it was by mistake. We really weren't supposed to. It was a Gemar Din Betos. So Gemar Din Betos, it's as if it didn't happen. So here, so we come back to that mission in Makis that says, Eina Edim Nazim Zayimim Ad Shenigmar Din Al Pihem. Over here it says, if it was never Nigmar Hadin Al Pihem, and therefore they don't become Zayimim. Beis Meir says that that's what he thinks is the pshat. Again, you know, he doesn't bring a raya, but he says it because like you know, he said the Gemara is almost like an enigma. The Gemara makes an assumption without explaining why, where, when. So we need a theory. Here's a theory that the reason why Edom that were pasul b'shat that they were meyed can't become zayimim is because the Gemar Din was betos, and therefore it's like the Gemar Din never happened, and so in Edom Nasim Zayimim Ad Shenigmar Gemar Din, and this Gemar Din never happened, so they can't become Zayimim. Now, if that's true, let's extend this thought process a little bit further. Back to Beis Meir, it's a big cash on this. Shouldn't that make every single case of Edom Zayimim go off the hook? Shapatra all Edom Zayimim? Because, after all Edom Zayimim is in Nigmar Din Al Pihem. Forget about our Gemara, where they were made on Sunday, about a Geneva, and then they were made on Monday, about a Tzvicha. But it turns out that they were lying on Sunday. So at the time Monday came, they were puzzled. So it's a Gemara Din Betos, because basically never should have listened to them, because they were puzzled Edom. What about a simple case, right? Edom walk into Beis Din, and they say just one story. They walk in on Sunday, and they saw, we saw Reuven b'mechal Shabbos, right? And then other Edom come, and Beis Din, Paskins, okay, Reuven, you're chayav Misa. Then other Edom come in and say, Manu Yisim, about complaining. So this is Eidim Zayimim 101, right? This is the classic case of the simplest, most classic case of Eidim Zayimim. In fact, the Beis Meir, for one second, when they said that Eidim, they were lying, right? So, and for lying, you become pasul. So they were pasul Eidim. So should Beis Din have listened to them? No. Beis Din should, every Eidim Zayimim are liars, right? That's the Aveira of doing in Eidim Zayimim, of doing the Aveira of Eidim Zayimim, is telling a lie. It makes you pasul Eidim. So all Eidim Zayimim are always pasul Eidim. Our Gemara has a special case. They became pasul already yesterday. But what difference does that make? All Eidim Zayimim, they didn't become pasul yesterday, but they become pasul today. So if that makes it a mistake for Beis Din to bang the gavel, so in every case of Eidim Zayimim, it was a mistake for Beis Din to bang the gavel. And so every Eidim Zayimim should always be potter because Eidim Zayimim Nasim Zayimim Ashen Gemara Din Al Piem, and here the Gemara Din was betos. And Gemara Din betos is like it didn't happen, like a mekach tos. And the Gemara Din of Eidim Zayimim is always a tos. Beis Din, if they would have known then what they know now, then either they would have paskin that Ruvain is chayav misa for being mechal Shabbos, because really he wasn't mechal Shabbos. The Eidim were lying and they were pasul. And if Beis Din knew all that, then they never would have been mechayev Ruvain Misa, but they were mechayev Misa because they didn't know. But that's the classic case of Eidim Zayimim. So how could our Gemara say that if there was a toast in the Gemara Din, then they don't become Zayimim? If every Eidim Zayimim has a toast in the Gemara Din. So our kirchach, we have to say, is a concept that we talked about before Pesach. It came up in the Gemara on Ayin Aleph, I think, of Ahochi Chayvei Rachmana, that there's a cost of that you're chayv for that. That even though Anachnamin is a Sibas Hapsol, but if there's a parasha in the Torah where baked into the fabric of the parasha is something that causes it to self-destruct, meaning there's a condition in the parasha that they have to be kasher Eidim. But what's the parasha about? Punishing Eidim that are lying. Well, liars aren't kasher. So, Minei Ubei, the parasha doesn't make sense. Every case of Eidim Zayimim has a sibah why they should be putter. So, Ahochi Chayvei Rachman. We say, but that's what the Torah was Machayev before. I mean, the Torah obviously meant that you should pay no attention to that. When we say that you need a Gemara Din, and the Gemara Din can't be a mistake, we mean it can't be a different mistake. A Gemara Din that was a mistake for some other reason, other than that they're lying in this Eidos, that takes them out of the parish of Eidim Zayimim. But that which they're lying in this Eidos, that doesn't take that. Even though, you know, maybe logically speaking, there's no difference between the two. But one, the Torah obviously didn't mean that. The Torah never meant to patra them on account of their soul that came through this Eidos, because then that would undermine the whole parish of Eidim Zayimim, and then all Eidim Zayimim would always be possible. So obviously the Torah meant even Mechayev Eidim Zayimim, even though they're becoming puzzled with this Eidus. But there could still be a din, and even though that makes the Gemara Din a toes, they're Chayev anyway, because the Chayev Rechamon, the Torah had to be Mechayev them for something, that's what the Torah was Mechayev them. The Torah was Mechayev them even though the Gemara Din was toes because they became puzzled through this Eidus, they're Chayev nevertheless. But if they're puzzled through some other Eidus, then that soul patters them. Because then that psul makes it that the Gemara Din was a mistake, and a Gemara Din that's a mistake is not Machayev. Okay, so then I'm going to assume that you're probably not the only one. So, yeah, we just have a couple of minutes. Let me try to go over that again quickly. We're probably not going to end up getting back to the how this relates to the Ksais and the Nesivas and all that, but let's just finish with the Beis Meir. Is explaining. The Beis Meir says that what's going on in the Gemara earlier on the Amud, when the Gemara makes this assumption that if the Eidim were puzzled, they can't become Zayimim, it's because if they were puzzled, the Gemara Din was a toast. Based on that threat, the Beis Meir Akasha, bomb Kasha. In every case of Eidim Zayimim, they were puzzled, because that's what Eidim Zayimim are, they're liars, and that makes you puzzled. So the Gemara Din is always a toast. So why are they ever Chayiv? So the answer to that is the answer is, yeah, but that which there's something called a Hochi Chayvei Rachmana. The Torah is Machayev, that's just what the Torah is Machayev for. The Torah said Eidim Zayimim Machayev. So obviously they meant that despite the fact that they're lying and that makes them puzzle and that makes the Gemara Din a toast, but they're Chayev anyway. But that's only the Hochi Chayvei Rachmana means what's Muchach from the Parsha, that which they're puzzled for that Eidos, That doesn't bother me. That doesn't get them off the hook. That doesn't take them out of the being candidates for Eidim Zeilin. But it's still true that if they were puzzled for some other reason, if they were puzzled besides for this Eidus, so then we say, oh, the Gemara Din is a toast because they were puzzled Eidim, basically never should have listened to them. Gemara Din is a toast that they can't become Eidim Zeilin. That's the Mismei of Shukotara. So now, the last step, Shlomi Smeyu sort of says this also. So this really, he doesn't, I don't think, related to the Ksais and the Sivis, but if I could just allude to what the last step would be, is that so now, that which the Gemara before said, that it makes a difference if it's Teich Dibor or not Teich Dibor, it's not because the Psul is only Chal afterwards. The Psul is Chal immediately. Maisa X, you're puzzled during Maisa X. But the Gemara says that if the Eidus of the Gevin the Eidus of Tficha is Teich de Dibur, so then they can become Zeimim on the Tficha, because if it's part of the same Eidus that they lied in, then it goes into the Ahachichai V'Rachmana. Ahachichai V'Rachmana meaning if they're Pasol, then the Gemara did the Torah, they can't become Eidim Zeimim. But if it's just this Eidus that made them Pasol, well, then they could become Eidim Zeimim, because that you always have. So that's Ahachichai V'Rachmana. So it all depends on whether it's this Eidus or a different Eidus. So to that the Gemara says that if it was Teich Kedei Dibur, so then it was this Eidus, the Eidus in the Geneva, they became possible from the Eidus in the Geneva, but the Eidus in the Tvich was Teich Kedei Dibur of the Eidus in the Geneva, so it was all part of the same Eidus. So it goes into the Hachachai V'Rachmon, that which the Torah said, that was your puzzle because of this Eidus, that doesn't get them off the hook. So the Eidus in the Tvich is also part of the Eidus in the Geneva because it's part of this Eidus. So the Gemara never meant, to go back to our starting point, the Gemara never meant that the psul is only chal afterwards. The psul is chal when you have a Maisa X kind of a story, the Maritz story, the psul is chal b'shas that Maisa. And when they were made on the Tvicha, they were psul. But since it was Teich de Dibur, so it was all the same Eidos, that psul we could ignore. If it was a separate Maisa Eidos, then that would be the kind of psul that we would say, oh, that makes it a toast. But if it was Teich de Dibur, so it's about it, then also it's a toast, but that's the toast on which Chazal said, or which the Torah said, Ahachachai V'Rachmana. So that's what the Gemara before meant when it said that Teich de Dibur, we don't consider them possible, and they shouldn't be able to become Eidim Zeilin anymore. So again, bottom line, what this does, and obviously we ran out of time here, you need to work this out better, but what this does is it enables us to learn the Gemara earlier in a way that shouldn't contradict the conclusion of the Ksais. The Ksais is pshat in the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud. Okay, I apologize, it was very complex today. Ms. Hashem, tomorrow we're going back to
Wednesday,
yeah.
You're welcome.